Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
So James Bond, Roger Moore, he passed away of cancer at the age of 89 yesterday, making him the first of the movie James Bonds to pass away. He starred in 7 Bond movies between 73 and 85. He was an Octopussy, which was the one I was wondering about. It's the only one. The other Bonds, now Sean Connery's the oldest. He's 86. George Lazenby, 77. Timothy Dalton, 71. Pierce Brosnan, 64. And Daniel Craig, 49. They're actually saying that technically David Niven played James Bond in the original Casino Royale. He died in 1983, but that movie isn't considered an official Bond film. Mm. He was just a character in it, I guess. He was a star before he ever played James Bond. He was Simon Templar on the British spy show The Saint. He was also, I guess, a regular on the show Maverick. He was in the Cannonball Run.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that. Spice World and a Bond spoof called Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. They're saying, it's a miracle that Roger lived to 89. He almost died from double pneumonia when he was 5. He had a bad foreskin infection at age 8.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Had to be
circumcised.
Yikes.
He had his appendix, tonsils, and his adenoids removed. The hell are your adenoids? He was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 1993, had it surgically removed, collapsed on stage in 2003 during a Broadway play and needed a pacemaker put in. In 2012, he was left bedridden by pneumonia for several weeks, had to learn how to walk again. The same year, he'd also said he'd been treated for skin cancer several times. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2013. And his family is saying he died after a short but brave battle with cancer. So it's unclear if that was connected to any of the other previous cancer battles or if this one was something different. There's going to be a private funeral in Monaco. And for what it's worth, Roger Moore considered himself the fourth best Bond behind Connery, Craig, and Lazenby.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I didn't think he was the best one, but he was mine. He's the one that I...
When I think of James Bond, that's whose face pops up.
That I watched and got into those movies because of him. Mm. And then I really like the Sean Connery ones, but if you go back and watch those, he punches girls. It's really surprising.
Yeah.
It was a different time. I get it.
Different time.
Wow, dude. You just hit a chick.
Well, she's the bad guy. I mean, he didn't just hit her for mouth and off, did he?
Not funny.
I know. Chris Cornell, another of our deaths recently. He was cremated yesterday. A small group of family and friends stood by. But it looks like if you want to go memorialize him yourself, you can do that. He was at the, 4 people were at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Chris's brother Peter, his wife Vicky, and his friends Linda Ramone, who was Johnny Ramone's wife, and a singer named J.D. King. The group was there for about an hour, and they'll gather again this Friday with other family members at the cemetery. The service is going to be private. They're going to bury his ashes. And then afterward, there'll be a plaque, or there'll be a memorial site, and fans will be allowed to enter to visit the burial site. And the cemetery officials say they are ready for a huge crowd. I guess also married at this Hollywood Forever cemetery is Mickey Rooney, Jane Mansfield, Linda Ramone's late husband, Johnny Ramone. And so just the 4 of them were there for his cremation. So there's that. Tom Cruise is confirming that Top Gun 2 is finally happening. He was on a show in Australia, some Australian TV show called Sunrise. Must be their morning show.
Sure.
And they were asking him for a status update on Top Gun, and he said, it's happening.
Did he say anything along the lines of, well, I'm the only one who's held it together, even remotely held it together, so Iceman won't be back, and Goose, he's also fallen to pieces, so it's me. Oh, and who's the girl?
Kelly something.
Kelly McGillis.
We can't bring her back either, but I'm going to be flying.
Because we just saw a picture of her, I don't know, last year.
Well, isn't she married to some lady now?
Yeah, she is. And
well,
she
that
just,
doesn't
she,
play a role in the fact
different.
That she doesn't
we'll
look like
that.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that she likes women.
Oh, no.
It matters
no, no,
that
no.
She Try doesn't
think what I know about her.
She's no movie
oh,
star.
I don't remember what she looked like.
Not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
She looks like a normal person. She just doesn't look like a movie star
right.
anymore. So, and neither do Val Kilmer or
sure.
Eric Edwards. What's that dude's name?
Goose. Just call him Goose.
Goose.
Who,
whatever.
Who is the other guy? What's his real name, though?
Anthony Edwards.
That guy.
Anthony Edwards. Oh, right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, isn't Meg Ryan Goose's girlfriend in that?
Yeah, is she holding it together?
She's holding it together.
Yeah.
What?
I thought you said she had bad plastic surgery.
She has had.
It is. It's loosened
it's,
up
It has, right. It's calmed down quite yeah. a bit.
Oh, it has.
Yeah, it has.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
What about the guy that played their flight instructor with
I
the
don't
mustache?
Remember.
He was
oh,
in all people. He was in Cheers
Tom
for a little.
Somebody.
Scarrett?
He's good. Oh, is that it?
I think it is.
That is it. Yeah. He still looks good.
I say, you know, if you're going
right,
to bring back
type,
the movie,
he?
You should bring everybody back. Come on.
You can't do it. It won't work.
Tom looks about 3 years older. Oh, my goodness.
Is that Kelly?
Yeah. Look, yeah. She actually is. She's an attractive older woman. Yeah, she's just, you
she's
know.
She's just not a movie star
she's
anymore.
She's not Kelly McGillis anymore.
Right.
She just looks like a lady who's having a life.
Yeah.
Well,
and the,
that's the move. If you can hit the jackpot and make a few movies and cash out with, you know, 10 mil or whatever
sure.
she got.
Who knows?
By the end of her run?
I'm sure she's still getting royalty checks from Top Gun.
Sleep in every day.
Every day.
I think she's
worth $7.5 million.
There you go.
She's fine.
Done.
She's all set.
And don't forget the director killed himself. So.
Yeah, actually, he killed himself. Tom was saying that they were in discussions about maybe doing a sequel to Top Gun right when that guy jumped off a bridge.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Tony Scott. So you're right. No one's holding it together for that.
Yeah. Only Tom. Well, Tom Cruise is holding together like nobody's business.
He looks great.
Was he 52 or 3 now? I
Something
mean,
like
he's
that.
In his 50s. And
I fall for all those dumb stunts. Like, he's good. He's really
great.
He's believable. You go, oh, okay, that guy. He could do that.
Yeah.
He's 54.
Jeez.
I love the motorcycle amazing. Stuff he does in his movies. Man, that's good.
People are pointing out that Goose is dead.
Oh, so I guess he can't come back.
Wait. Anthony Edwards died?
The character.
Oh, he died in the... Okay,
Couldn't he come back as, like, you know...
An angel?
A
dream, a bad dream.
You know, like Tom Cruise about to fly into a mountain or something, the Top Gun, and all of a sudden, like, Anthony Edwards is right outside the glass of the window. Like,
how about just his voice? Maybe he could, like, talk to him like Obi-Wan Kenobi talked to him.
Yeah.
Sure, why not, right?
Use the
Turn
force.
Right.
Tom.
Top Gun.
They could show the picture of him in his youth, too, so that
yeah.
all, that holds up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good. We should let them know we thought of something. So the Sunrise show people asked him, is that happening? He said, it's true. I'm going to start probably in the next year. I know. It's happening. It's definitely happening.
Right now he's filming Mission Impossible 6.
I love all the Mission Impossible
Me too.
Movies.
That's where he does those motorcycle stunts and more.
They thinly weave a plot around just stunt after stunt. That opening stunt in the last one with the plane and he's holding on the side.
Killer!
Amazing.
Fucking great!
Yes, I think I knew who the bad guy is.
I said freaking
okay.
great.
All right.
You got a very stunned look.
Looks like the bad guy for the new one might be Sarah's boyfriend.
Who's my boyfriend?
Henry Cavill.
Oh, I love him. He's the bad guy?
That's what it's looking like. They're not really revealing the plot, but I'm seeing that he's in it.
It's very handsome. So the people on Sunrise were very shocked when he confirmed this, and he said, you're the first people I've said it to. You asked me, and so I'm telling you. Last year, Top Gun producer Jerry Bruckheimer revealed that he and Cruise had met to discuss the sequel. And really, that's it. Oh, by the way, I guess that Val Kilmer appeared to suggest that he had accepted a role in the sequel, but then admitted that he jumped the gun. So he's still around, though. He
Well, so what I'm reading from my research is that Val Kilmer is coming back as Iceman.
Oh. Well, he's had some real bad medical. Didn't he just beat mouth cancer and his face is all still swollen up?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He got that one cancer.
Yeah.
He does the thing that, you know.
Michael Douglas does?
Yeah.
I guess you guys got to stop doing that.
Well, I already have. What are you talking about?
Oh, you have?
You can forget about that. I'm not doing that.
You liar. You're hungry.
How about that? I am hungry.
I'm sad.
Not doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. It kills you.
A quick update on that Playboy centerfold who took a picture of a naked lady.
Yeah,
Danny Mathers. Danny Mathers. Yeah. She was the 2015 Playmate of the Year. And she's kind of a bitch. She was in a gym locker room, and she took a picture of some, you know, 71-year-old lady who's getting her changing her clothes in the locker room, expecting, you know, a modicum of privacy. And she took a picture and put some caption like, "If I can't unsee this, you can't unsee this either."
Hardy har.
Hilarious. And she's expected to appear in court today to resolve a criminal charge. They're saying she faces a misdemeanor charge of invasion of privacy for posting the photo with a caption saying that she couldn't unsee it. I don't see what she could be slapped with, whether or not.
Well, invasion of privacy.
No, but I mean as far as a sentence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't. The comment sucks. You could call it bullying or whatever, but it's not that. You posted me naked on the internet. You've invaded my privacy.
Yeah.
That's what you're in trouble for.
Right. No, that's the charge. Misdemeanor charge of invasion of privacy.
What's the chick's name again?
Danny Mathers. D-A-N-I. Tonight, 8 o'clock, ABC, the remake of Dirty Dancing.
Oh, who's starring in it?
Abigail Breslin.
Who's that?
That's a chick from Little Miss Sunshine. She can't dance.
Well, isn't the whole point of that movie that the guy's teaching her how to dance?
Who's the dude?
Some unknown dude, Colt Pratt.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't watch the first one, and I'm not watching this one.
Well, listen, I've seen some stills from this new one, and, man, I like the other one.
The first one was cute.
First one was, I loved
adorable.
That movie. It's a great movie.
The guy you like is in it from Law & Order SVU.
Which one?
Vinny. Oh, who plays the dad?
Oh, Jerry Orbach.
Yeah, he's
not SVU. He's just the regular Law and Order. But he is one of our best actors. I believe he's passed away.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't.
Lenny.
Lenny Briscoe. Yeah. I still wouldn't watch that, even though I know he's in it.
And the 34th season finale of Survivor is on tonight at 8 o'clock.
Any predictions?
I don't think Ty can do it.
I just would love to see him do it.
I don't think he can do it.
He can't argue. Who could he take with him to the finals to win?
Nobody. Everybody will beat him.
Everybody else has such a good shot. Well, he could take Troyzan. Troyzan's still in, and he's got done nothing.
The coming attractions show him coming undone.
I know.
So he's going to be thrown off this upcoming episode.
No, don't say that.
And he's giving away.
Three.
Why is he giving away
his
idols?
Why did he tell anyone about that? He could have been saved the next two tribal councils. What is he thinking?
I don't know. I mean, I'll try to watch, but I'm sure I'm going to need to go to bed before it gets there.
You got? Can you book him for next week if he's in town?
Once he's
done with his media tour.
They're already offering up whoever the winner is going to be. But yeah, Monday, Tuesday.
Sure. And that's all I got time for. Benny, what's coming up?
Spending habits you shouldn't pass on to your kids.
Oh.
And couples that take a lot of selfies. What does it mean about them?
Mm-hmm.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy hump day. Survivor finale tonight. Whoop-de-doo. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer.
Overcast skies in the Bay Area right now. The high in San Francisco expected to be 64, Oakland 69, and San Jose will get up to 78 with partial clearing later today.
The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin! Wasn't
wow.
me.
Wasn't me.
All right. Get ready to get hungry, everyone. You know how we mentioned pizza?
Why you gotta do this?
And you just go, oh, pizza. Or tacos, and suddenly you think, I gotta have tacos. You know what I had last night?
What'd you have?
Which I've never had in my whole life. A tuna melt.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, they're great.
It was so good.
What kind of cheese?
I don't know.
Swiss. You gotta go Swiss all the way.
You don't have to. You can do provolone.
I was shocked.
Cheddar.
It's just
Where'd
really
you get
good.
That?
The missus made it.
Oh, funny. Mm.
Did Isla eat it?
No.
Do you get dolphin-safe tuna?
I wasn't part of the hunting of the cans of tuna, so I don't know what was
oil
on the,
or water.
I don't know. I don't know. I just liked
what
it.
What kind of bread?
Wheat. Mm. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Slovenian strudel.
Oh.
Hungry?
Sure.
That fire you up?
Well, what's in it?
They say here, thanks to the Pope and the United States First Lady, a traditional Slovenian dish is hitting the headlines as Melania Trump approached and shook hands with the Pope. He asked in Spanish through his interpreter, pointing towards Trump, what do you give him to eat? And her answer was patiza, which is a highly nutritious Slovenian festive strudel.
Oh.
Hungry?
I want to know what's
in it. I don't know.
I mean, why?
How do you spell patiza?
P-A-T-I-S-S-A?
Just type in Slovenian strudel.
P-O-T-I-C-A. P-O-T-I-C-A. But it's pronounced patiza.
Patiza.
It looks heavy.
Is there meat in it, or is it all just fruit?
It looks doughy.
Oh.
At least what I'm looking at.
Well, strudel.
Well, it looks like strudel.
Meat pastry? I don't want it.
Is there meat in that strudel?
Yeah, it looks like it, right?
It looks like it's got...
Is strudel always meat? I thought strudel was like fruit filling or...
yeah, that's
or
what
can,
I thought.
Maybe it can be either.
Well, it's not working out.
What's in it?
Pizza, it's easy. You just get hungry. You're just all, even just plain cheese.
Yeah, the strudel's not really making
doesn't do it.
No.
It's not going to be strudel. The next big thing, everyone. Sorry. Mm.
It's good, though,
Here are six spending habits we don't want to pass on to our kids.
Okay. Is it the $4 latte every day?
Eating out too much is the number one thing. It's unhealthy and more expensive than cooking at home.
Right.
And restaurant food can be delicious, but often the reason it's delicious is because it has a ton of salt and a ton of butter.
Yeah.
It's not cooked with health in mind.
No, it's cooked to make you come back there because you're craving your favorite dish.
Well, it depends on where you go.
Well, you're amazing, so.
Right. Hooman's always the best, everyone.
Yeah.
Ask him.
He knows where to go.
He'll tell you.
He knows where to go. Mixed greens and kokari.
Right.
Thank you.
Waiting too long to save for retirement.
Oh, yeah. Geez, I'm all over my kids about that.
It's a big deal. You're supposed to start doing it as early as possible, like in your 20s. That's not fair to say, though. In my 20s, I needed every single penny I had.
Mm.
And in fact, I was selling everything that I had so many CDs. I had a huge CD collection that I basically ate.
Well, luckily you don't need it anymore.
Right. But anyway, they do say start as soon as you can.
Yep.
So, waiting to invest until you pay off all of your debt. Again, with the saving for retirement thing, you may want to start splitting that up.
Yep.
Find a way. To get some investments going for yourself.
You, lover or hater, The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom by Susie Orman. She will set you up.
Why would you hate her?
Some people find her very annoying.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And didn't she have some big public fight / breakdown with like her girlfriend or something a couple of years ago? There was some ugliness,
I don't really remember.
She's a lesbian lady?
I think so. I'm not, there was something about her that like sort of made it into the news that people were like, ew. Not that she was a lesbian. That wasn't the
part. What I recall
about
her is the earrings that she wears. She wears the same earrings because when she started to make money, that was the first thing she bought.
Oh.
And she wears, for years, she's been wearing the same gold
earrings.
What
do they look like?
I don't recall exactly. I just remember they're gold. They don't hang.
Are they like a big, clunky circle?
Yeah, something like that.
That looks good with her short haircut, though.
All right.
But I'm telling you, the 9 steps to financial freedom, she lays it out for you. She and it's some of it is a pain in the ass to do, but once you get it done and you're on the other side of it, you look back and you go, okay, now I'm set. I know where I'm going, and I know what I have to do with each weekly paycheck.
You did all those things that she says to do.
I believe I did all those things.
Good for
I should
you.
Go back and look. Yeah.
All right.
Tells you what kind of insurance to buy, how to set up a trust, long-term health care, you know, in case you need to go to a nursing home or have someone come to your home. Because like 80% of people do.
But so what
no
do you do?
Prepared. You just buy long-term health insurance.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Gotta all read right. that book, baby.
I bet you nobody has that.
Well, people have it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
who's read that book, look into
health
it.
Insurance,
the,
no.
The younger you start paying for it, the cheaper it is. If you start when you're 50, it's more.
They don't raise the price on you as you get older?
They don't. You start paying at that thing, and you stop paying for it as soon as you start using it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it has terms. You pick what you want, but it's for sure. Dude, it's great. I'm telling you, the 9 steps to financial
all right.
freedom.
This is six spending habits we don't want to pass on to our kids. Not having an emergency fund. They say to have 3 to 6 months of expenses covered in the bank. I think, again, that comes down to most young people are like, dude, I'm living on this money right. check to check.
I'm screwed.
Get off me.
Right.
I'm already at my parents' house.
Right.
What?
Worst case scenario, they move me to a closet. It's already bad.
Not being open and honest about spending and debt, especially once you're married. They say it's a major cause of relationship issues.
Mm. It's true. The secret purchases.
And the whole buying things because they're on sale. What?
I don't know. She looked at me.
Is that your thing?
No.
You love that?
No.
You smuggle stuff into the house all the time?
No.
Oh, really? You've never told me a story about a dress?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Sarah.
All right.
Is your husband listening a lot more now that he has a lot more free time?
No, I think it's the opposite. He doesn't. I don't think so, but he does say something to me, and I'm like, oh, you heard that?
Like what?
I don't know. Just something random he'll say, and I'm like, oh, you heard me talking about that?
He's just trying to drop hints that he's listening.
Well, he's not driving around like he was before.
Right. Now he can just sit there and look right at the radio and listen to every word.
A cigarette and a cup of coffee.
What's my wife up to?
Let me tune in.
This show's awful. Not enough you zet.
Today he goes, don't get home so late. I'm thinking, shut up. When did I get home? Like at 12:30 or something.
Don't
yesterday?
Get home so late.
I was so sad and lonely all by myself.
What am I going to do all day?
Is he getting up early now and making you a full breakfast now that he's not
no.
heading off to work?
This morning he's off. I'm tired and I just wanted to clunk him in the head. What are you tired from?
Well, it was the middle of the night.
Do you have to perform more wifely duties now that he's at home all the time?
Is
be
he
honest,
hornier, I think is the question.
I'll tell you on the secret show.
Oh.
Too bad I'm not going to be
there. Oh, you're not going to be
that's
there.
Too bad,
I
Hooman.
Did lots of wifely duties yesterday, Hooman. If
really?
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear all about it.
Nope, that's it.
The more selfies a couple takes, the less likely they are to stay together. That's according to a new study. Researchers say it's because taking a ton of selfies is a sign that one or both of you is anxious and insecure about your relationship.
I don't know about
so
that.
So you're overcompensating. What do you care? You would never date anyone ever. People want to date you and you won't date them.
I
what
see
do you
a lot of people
care?
Taking selfies and they just love, you know, taking pictures together. They're
how
happy.
Do you know they're not anxious and insecure
and know?
Trying to overcompensate with photos to show that everything excellent.
Look how much
here.
Fun we're having together.
I'm smiling.
So like the one person is taking it to remind the other person how much fun they're having
we're
together.
We're good.
Yeah. Look how good we are. You don't look good in this one. Let's take another one.
So remember that when you go to your Instagram and you see someone overposting their coupledom. Probably sucks to be them.
Yeah. And think of the cleanup that they're going to have to do once they break up.
Right.
All those photos.
Oh, you don't leave them? You got to clean those out?
I don't know. It hasn't been a problem for me yet,
right.
But we'll see. I'd be screwed. Like every picture I have would have to go.
On Instagram? All your pictures on Instagram are just radio show stuff mostly, right?
Yeah.
Clarky Clark, right? You can follow us. We are actually on there.
Go to RadioAlice.com. It has a list of all our... Please follow us. We're so fun. You'll love it.
This is funny because I think I'm this guy, although I never put a name to it. There's a hot new trend. They call it a reducitarian.
Reducitarian, as in use less stuff?
No, it means you wish you could be vegetarian, but you end up eating meat. So you try to eat less meat,
right?
But ultimately you still eat meat.
I would say that that's a lot of us right now.
That's me.
That's us at our house, too.
So you reduce your meat eating, but you don't give it up completely. It depends. Some people, in my case, I'd give up eating meat if there was just more other options available to me.
Well, I can't give up fish. I never would. But I pretty much...
fish is the thing that you couldn't give up?
Oh, my God. I love fish so much. I'll eat any kind of fish anytime.
Really?
Yeah. Any kind of shellfish. I'm just
into it. You like anchovies?
Yeah, I'll eat an anchovy. They're a little salty. But really good ones are delicious.
So of all the meats...
That's the one I couldn't give up. And then it would be chicken. That would be my least likely to be able to give up. But red meat, we practically have given that up. Like, even Hooman knows, we always use chicken or turkey, ground chicken or turkey.
What'd you put in that chili?
That's chicken. Oh. Oh, no, that was turkey. Turkey in the chili. Yeah, it tastes just like meat. I mean, like red meat.
It's just like meat. Well, it is meat.
Yeah.
This is. Meaty. Are we talking now about your Sunday gatherings with Hooman?
Yeah.
When he joins the family?
Yeah.
You made chili last Sunday?
John made chili.
How was it, Hooman?
Incredible. So great. Thank you, guys.
He doesn't like when we do a bowl of soup or a bowl of chili. He likes what he likes is the baked ziti that John makes.
An actual meal.
Yeah.
An actual meal.
A bowl of chili is an actual meal, Hooman.
Right. Do you leave there on Sundays and go somewhere else to actually eat?
No, he had two bowls of chili, of the chili he hated. He went back for seconds.
Unbelievable.
I know. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
And yet, you keep inviting him over.
Yeah.
What did he bring for dessert? Door wide open.
He is a delight. He always brings so much ice cream. It's ridiculous. And every week, we ask him not to.
Wow.
But every week
when you say we, just say you and John. Because the kids love it.
Well, of course the kids want it.
I do it for the kids. Got to make them happy somehow.
Yeah,
because
right.
They're so unhappy with their horrible life.
They're poor. Those poor children, they have nothing.
How's that trip to Oxford coming? You guys still working on that?
Okay. London? Back to move on here. How about a fast fact?
I'll take a fast fact.
People in North Korea believe hamburgers were invented by Kim Jong-il in 2009. And Mickey Mouse was created by China. They also are taught that Lady Gaga is a man.
Oh. I can't even believe they know about Lady Gaga.
In North Korea.
In North Korea. I'm surprised she's cracked the wall. That's funny. So they never served a hamburger there before? So these are just the things that people say they believe because this is what they've been told that they believe. And so they...
Well, they don't get any information to conflict the stories they're getting.
I guess.
They can't get on the internet, right?
Not that I know of. Boy, the internet would be a wake-up call, huh? Look at these lives people are leading.
It's going to be weird. It was so weird to look up. The Winter Olympics are going to be in South Korea.
Yeah.
Right there. The whole world is headed that way next year. All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. A lot of people wrote in about the anal tech story.
Oh, which is a real company.
Right.
It's an analytics technology.
Yes. Unfortunately, while all your jokes are excellent, they're all over the line, and that's one of the reasons why we didn't say them.
Yeah.
Because you can't say
that. That was
a
hard story to joke about because it was very... it was just hard to joke about. But it's a real company named in the 60s before, you know.
Too many doors open on that story, and you just kept going.
It reminded me, though, of on Arrested Development when, Tobias?
Yeah.
Started his own, he was going to be an analyst and a therapist, and so he combined the two words into analropist. And so he hands his card to Michael Bluth, and Michael goes, what?
It's like, God, yeah, that show is so full of stuff like that.
Just
excellent.
So great.
Oh, man. I'm going to skip. I'll read the rest of these next time around. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see here. Coming up, I've got some Bottle Rock news. I've got some The Voice news and more.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.